Life is a journey filled with constant change. Sometimes that feels like a good thing, and sometimes that feels like a challenging thing. That's what we're talking about this week, this full moon week, in the Mainly Moonology podcast. Welcome to the Mainly Moonology podcast. I'm your host, Yasmin Boland, an award-winning astrologer and the Sunday Times best-selling author of books including Moonology and creator of the Moonology Oracle Cards. My intention for this podcast is to help you understand how you can create your dream life using Mainly Moonology, the moon, as your guide. So this week in the Mainly Moonology podcast, we are exploring the mystical realms of astrology and moonology and their influence on your life, on my life, on our lives. It's all about the roller coaster ride of life that we are all on and how things can turn around so unexpectedly. You know, sometimes you wake up and your whole life seems to have exploded, and sometimes you wake up and your whole life seems to be back on track or at least headed in a much better direction. So this full moon week, we have some interesting astrology. We have the full moon in the sign of Capricorn, and then we have Mercury, the planet of communications, the planet of conversations, the planet of the mind, harmonizing and clashing. In fact, not in that order. In that order, it's clashing and then harmonizing, which is quite good because it means there could be a bit of a clash early on in the week and then everything could actually work out just fine. So, you know, we need to stay positive. That's for sure. That's for sure. All right. So how are you feeling today? Just check in with yourself for a minute. How are you feeling? Are you feeling good? Are you feeling, you know, like life is against you? Are you feeling like there is hope? Are you feeling like you just want to sit on the couch and watch Netflix and do nothing and just let life just pass you by for a bit? You know, it's okay to feel like that. It's okay to feel like that sometimes. So let us talk about what is going on in the stars, and let's just preface it with a little bit of a kind of a philosophical thought for a moment. So have you ever noticed life has an uncanny way of surprising us, doesn't it? Just when we think we've hit rock bottom, when the pain seems unbearable, when our path ahead is unclear or even murky, the universe has a way of showering us with unexpected blessings, you know, and it really could be a week when that happens. It's as if the stars suddenly align, so to speak, guiding us towards a new and better track. And honestly, during this full moon in Capricorn week, the celestial energies are in full swing and they are on our side, teaching us valuable lessons about resilience, about our capacity for change, and how we should always hold out hope that whatever it is we want could still yet come to pass. So let's talk about this full moon for a bit. I'm actually looking at the Moonology Diary, the full moon in Capricorn. So it takes place on July 3. In London, that's 12:38 p.m. In Sydney, July 3, 9:38 p.m. In LA, July 3 at 4:38 a.m. And in New York, July 3, 7:38 a.m. So basically, wherever you are in the world, it's going to be July 3. And the key words for this full moon this week are transformation, release, lessons learned, and also a little message about your work-life balance. So this is the last full moon in Capricorn we will have this time around during the Pluto in Capricorn era. So what does that mean? It means it's time to tidy up your life wherever this full moon is activating your chart. So let's just quickly look at where the moon is activating your chart. Now, I know that it's really weird to say this if you don't understand astrology, but believe me, I'm giving you good advice. If you know your rising sign, Listen to your rising sign. Forget about your star sign for now. Forget about your sun sign. Listen to your rising sign. I won't go into why, but it's basically what is going on in your chart based on your time, date, and place of birth. If you don't know your rising sign and you want to find out for free, pause the podcast, hop over to moonmessages.com/free chart, one word, moonmessages.com/free chart, and find out your rising sign there, also known as your ascendant. Okay, so if you are Aries rising, it's taking place in your career zone. If you are Taurus rising, it's taking place in your ninth house, which is travel, study, and the great cosmic quest. If you're Gemini rising, it's your sex and money zone. If you are Cancer rising, it's your love zone. If you're Leo rising, it's your daily work and health zone. If you're Virgo rising, it's to do with creativity, children, and romance. If you're Libra rising, it's to do with home and family. Scorpio rising, it's all about communications and quick trips. And also, you know, the tug of war between where you are and where you want to be. Sagittarius, it's a tug of war between money. Basically, it's all to do with money, self-worth, finances. Capricorn rising, it's taking place in your sign. Therefore, your whole life can turn around in amazing ways. Aquarius, it's taking place in your spirituality zone. So turnaround time there. Pisces, it's taking place in your 11th house of friends. So it's a good time to look at who your friends really are and who do you want to stay with in your life. So note that whichever part of your chart I just mentioned needs a detox and is getting a detox, okay? There is a detox happening in your life. I can actually see in my life how that's working because Pluto is back in Capricorn for a not quite but nearly last hurrah, and it's where the transformation is, it's where the detox is, and it's where you can be the phoenix that rises from the ashes. So wherever this full moon is activating your chart is where you need to detox, throw out the dead wood, make space for transformation. It's also where you need to look for a win-win situation in any struggles that are coming up for you right now, okay, between now and the end of the year. Another important question thrown up by this full moon is, do you have a work-life balance happening? As Pluto has been moving through Capricorn since 2008 and is going to continue to do so for a little bit, also look at the world around us and note how there's going to be some kind of detox out in society. Hopefully a good detox where, you know, people are going to start to become a little bit more ethical. So use this full moon to tidy up your act and detox whatever you need to detox. And if you do have my Moonology diary, look at page 160, and there's actually a really nice exercise you can do there with a pen and paper and a candle. And it's about helping to balance your head and your heart. And if you don't have my Moonology diary 2023, I'm afraid they're all gone. They're all sold out a long time ago. But the Moonology Diary 2024 is now on sale. So there we go. That is the full moon. That is the full moon. Lessons about resilience and our capacity to change. So the dance of the planets this week is particularly fascinating and kind of delightful. Mercury, as I mentioned, is on the move. Mercury is the planet of communications and intellect, and it's entering into a tense angle with Chiron, the asteroid known as the wounded healer. So this little, they're going to clash. This clash could bring up some past wounds, some insecurities. It could remind us of our vulnerabilities. But you know what? It's actually an opportunity to confront our pain head on. Just what pain are you going through? Now is the time to really think, okay, where is this pain coming from? What is this wound that I need to heal? Acknowledge it and try and understand its purpose in your life. And once you do that, it can start to heal. But just as we're confronted with our deepest wounds with the Mercury-Chiron clash, actually then Mercury is going to be harmonizing with the planet Uranus, the planet of innovation and liberation that helps us to break free, helps us to wake up, smell the coffee, get a reality check, and also that helps us to understand what freedom's really all about. So this cosmic alliance between Mercury and Uranus actually invites unexpected breakthroughs into our life. There can be a radical turnaround, something you didn't see coming. There can even be kind of epiphanies where you suddenly go, oh my God, I'm seeing the light, and even a sudden shift in perspective as a result of all that. This Mercury-Uranus alignment is actually really potentially very good news. It's a cosmic reminder that, you know, sometimes pain and growth are intricately intertwined. Sometimes the very challenges that we face in life pave the way for transformation and a brighter future. So try and think of it like this. We're going to get the Mercury-Chiron clash, first of all. That is going to be on July 6th, which is Thursday. And then by July 7th, you know, only a few hours later, really, actually about 24 hours later, July 7th, which is Friday, then we have this Mercury-Uranus turnaround. So try and live consciously this week. Try and stay on track. You know, as I said, sometimes it's the very challenges that we face which pave the way for transformation and a better future, a brighter future. So try and also stay in a positive mindset. You know, one thing, I've still got it on my phone, this little thing that my teacher in India said, the secret is to know you are blessed and to live your life within that knowing. So whatever is going on for you, try and see it as grace somehow. Try and see that whatever has happened or has been happening or is continuing to happen is somehow happening for your highest good. I know that's really hard sometimes. I know that. I get it. But have a go. The other thing is about this Mercury-Uranus alignment. It's a very powerful alignment, and it reminds us that life is a journey filled with change. You know, like they say, the one thing we can't avoid is change. Nothing remains the same forever, and sometimes things have to sort of break down before they can be rebuilt. We have to have a breakdown before we have a breakthrough. The pain we experience in life, the troubles we have, the lessons we have, normally they start small, and if we ignore them, they get a bit bigger, and if we ignore them still, they get even bigger. So be honest with yourself about whatever you're going through at the moment. You know, did you kind of see this coming? Did you let it develop? Did you not really realize it was going to be as difficult to cope with as it is? The pain we experience in life, I believe, is not meant to define us. And it's not meant to upset us. Let's say it's not meant to define us. It's meant to refine us. It's meant to help us evolve. You know, that's basically what challenges are about. They're to help us evolve. And sometimes it's really hard. And sometimes it can just be a lesson that we need. And sometimes it can be a reminder to surrender to the divine. And sometimes it has to be a lesson that our soul needs to learn. And the harder the lesson is, probably the more we've been resisting learning it. I'm sorry, but that is often the case. It's difficult, I know. Very difficult sometimes for some people. But, you know, think of any challenges you're going through this week as a chance for growth, for self-discovery, and also a chance to rebuild your life on a stronger foundation. Because, you know, I mean, I've got these friends, these lovely friends here in London, and he's done very, very well for himself, and I think she has done as well. And, you know, so they do have money coming out of their ears, I'll give you that. But so they found out that their very beautiful, big, freestanding house, which, as you probably know, is not a common thing in London, their beautiful, big, freestanding house, where most of us live in terraces, has what in Australia we call subsidence. And in England, I think they call it subsidence. I don't know what you call it in America, but it's when the house is basically slowly sinking into the ground. And so, you know what they're doing? They've knocked the house down, or they're knocking it down, and they are re-pouring the foundations. They're fixing everything up and they're going to rebuild. Now, obviously, that's not something anybody wants to go through. And actually, I think mentioning the fact that they're relatively well off is probably immaterial anyway, because I think all this comes under insurance. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, sometimes things have to be pulled down to be rebuilt on sturdier foundations. And there can be a bit of that around at the moment. So, you know, while you could feel a bit overwhelmed by the challenges that come your way this week, try to remember that the universe really does seem to have a way of guiding us towards the path we're meant to follow. Now, I would say that's never more obvious than at eclipse season, which we're not in right now. But even so, you know, things happen for a reason. And you know, of course, sometimes the reason's unfathomable and we can't understand it. But there seems to usually be some kind of at least soul lesson or karma that's behind the things that happen. You know, and the full moon in Capricorn will amplify our feelings this week and hopefully galvanize us and make us stronger and, you know, remind us of our innate ability to overcome obstacles in our way. So I'm just going to take a brief pause here to do a chant. I want to do the Ganesha chant because Ganesha helps us overcome obstacles. Now, obstacles are a very Capricornian, Saturnian thing. So I'm going to do this chant, and I'm sorry, I've got the window open as I'm recording this and you might hear a bit of traffic. I'm not sure if the microphone's picking that up or not. If it is, I'm sorry, but it's so nice, the summer breeze, the London breeze, summer breeze coming in. So I'm going to do the chant three times. It's Om Ganapataye Namaha, which is a chant to the Hindu elephant god Ganesha. And, you know, as I always like to say to people, because I know that people get concerned about cultural appropriation versus cultural appreciation, and there is no doubt I'm a very white middle-class Australian girl raised a Catholic, so, you know, what am I doing chanting to Ganesha? Well, the truth is that I've done a lot of spiritual searching over the years. Meditation is one of my big spiritual keys, but I've also spent a lot of time in India at a particular ashram called the Sri Narayani Peedam in southern India, near Vellore, a town called Vellore. It's where they have a big golden temple. The teacher there is called Narayani Amma, and I learned about Ganesha there, and I've always felt very strongly connected to Ganesha, who's, as I said, the Hindu elephant god. And through one of the biggest crises I ever experienced, was a few years ago now, probably, let's see, about 4 years ago, I really felt Ganesha strongly guiding me. So I hope you will take this in the spirit it's intended, which is to call in Ganesha, who helps us to get around, get over, get through obstacles. I actually do find with Ganesha as well, it's when you're in a situation where you know the only way out is through, and Ganesha can sort of help you with that. There's that sort of elephant spirit. So I'm going to do that chant, and I hope you're okay with it. Here we go. And whatever it is that you're going through, that you need to go through and to get through, just bring that to mind now and just call in Ganesha and ask for help to get through whatever you're facing. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. And we're going to call in the goddess Durga, who gives us courage and strength, because we all need courage and strength. Om Durga Namaha. And just one Om Namo Narayani, which is the chant from the ashram I go to, which means I surrender to the Divine Mother. Om Namo Narayani. And let's ask the Divine to help us want whatever the Divine wants for us. So there we go. A little bit of chanting. As you know, we get a chance to rebuild our lives on stronger foundations, and we remember that the universe really does have a way of guiding us towards the path that we're meant to follow, you know, and reminds us of our innate ability to overcome obstacles. And use this week with the full moon in Capricorn and the Mercury clashes and harmonizing to tap into our inner strength, to be resilient, which is very Capricornian, and to believe in our capacity to create positive change in our lives and in the world. So as we navigate this full moon, let's just harness that transformational energy. Let's embrace the clash between Mercury and Chiron. Allow it to show us where we need healing. Think about what healing would look like for you. And allow yourself to heal. You know, I remember talking to a friend of mine not that long ago who was going through a very difficult period with his partner. And I remember him saying, I feel like she just doesn't want to heal. So don't be that person. Don't be the one who doesn't want to heal. Focus on healing. Focus on surrender. We've got the full moon. Full moon is the time to surrender, let go, release. Trust the universe. Ask the divine that you can want what the divine wants for you. Let's open our hearts and minds to the full moon and to the dance between Mercury and Uranus, which is so positive, welcoming, calling in unexpected breakthroughs, which are positive and help us get a new perspective. Because remember, in the grand scheme of things, in the grand scheme of the cosmos, the ebb and flow of life really is orchestrated to shape us into the best versions of ourselves. Okay, that's why it happens, so we can be the best versions of ourselves. So I'm going to leave it there. Remember, Venus is still retrograde. If you haven't done my free Venus retrograde course yet, that's at moonmessages.com/VR for Venus retrograde, moonmessages.com/VR for Venus retrograde. Check that out. I hope you have found this podcast helpful. Hope it will help you to tune into the energies. And I hope to have you back here with me next week. Thanks for listening. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode of the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you'd like to stay updated with the moon and moonology and astrology and all the other things we cover, be sure to subscribe to the podcast via Apple Podcasts or Spotify. You'll be notified whenever a new episode is up. Also, it would mean a lot to me and my team if you could leave us a glowing 5-star review on your podcast platform of choice, please. That actually helps more people find us too, which spreads the love and surely also brings you amazing karma for taking a moment to help us out and to help other people find the podcast. Have a great week, and I hope to speak to you next week. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to the Mainly Moonology podcast. If you want to take moonology to the next level and manifest the life of your dreams, join our growing community of magical people who come together to lift each other up as we meditate, manifest, and reclaim the magic that has been inside us all along. Head over to mainlymoonologymembership.com and awaken your true powers.